Today, we'd like to study the title of a marital relationship in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 up to 33. To align with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. What does the head mean? And why is it so? Why is it so? Question two, in verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. How much do husbands love their wives? How much do husbands love their wives? Question 3, in verse 27, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. How can the church become glorious in this context? In the book of Ephesians, chapters 1 to 3 talk about what are God's blessings to us or a church. Chapters 4 to 6, what we or a church should be doing for God. In the last chapter 5, verses 1 to 21, as we covered, we saw to walk in love, light, and wisdom, and to be filled with the Spirit. Today, we see the marital relationship between husband and wife compared to between Christ and church. Verse 22 up to 24, wife's duty to husband in the relationship between church and Christ. Verse 25 up to 33, husband's duty to wife in relationship between Christ and church. Here are two duties. The biblical marital relationship cannot survive only in the other duty, but mutual duties. Verse 22, wives submit to your own husband as to the Lord. Submit meaning be obedient to your own husband as to the Lord. So as you submit to the Lord, wives, you should submit to your own husband. You should be obedient to your own husband as to the Lord. Verse 23, because for the husband is the head of the wife. Head meaning leader. Husband is a leader of the wife, as also Christ is a head of the church. Christ's leader of the church. So church's leader is Christ. Christ leads the church, not human thoughts or understanding dominate church, but Christ or God's word. So we need interpretation, submissive interpretation, rather than dominant interpretation. Because Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. He is the savior of the body. So he is the savior of us. That is his body. Why? The next question, why husband is the head of wife? Or why Christ is the head of church? That answer we'll see in verse 31 later. Then verse 24, therefore, just as the church subjected to Christ, subject meaning is obedient to Christ, so let the wives be
subject, be obedient to their own husband in everything. In everything meaning own husband in all things, without exception, in wife's duty. Without exception, in wife's duty. Then verse 25 up to 33, husband's duty to wife in relationship between Christ and church. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, for church. Here is a love, Greek Bible, I checked again. This is all love, agape love. Not eros, human love. Not storge, human love. Not phileo, human love. This is God's love. Only agape comes from the fullest of the Spirit. That's why it's the last time, the last portion, be filled with the Spirit. Only fullness of the Spirit we can have its fruit is agape love, God's love. So available only to Christian, unconditional love. So love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. So Christ was dead for us, our church. So here, gave his life, his everything for us, the church. So no greater than this love. John chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. So basically, God's commandment to husband, love your wives at the greatest. So no greater than this love. So great at the greatest. So one example, husband and wife decided to buy a new car. Wife wants to buy a red car. Husband wants to buy a white car. Husband's biblical answer is to buy the red car because his wife want to have red car. Wife's biblical answer is to buy the white car because her husband like a white car. Then verse 26, that he might sanctify, he meaning Christ, sanctify, cleanse her church with the washing of water by the word. So basically sanctify, cleanse church by the word. Word meaning God's word. So, likewise, for example, water to cleanse dirt, cleanse away dirt. Likewise, his word sanctifies and cleanses us. For example, John chapter 15, verse 13, Jesus said, 15:3, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. John chapter 17, verse 17, sanctify them, them meaning Jesus' disciples, by your truth. Your word is truth. The God's word is truth. So basically sanctify Jesus' disciples by God's word. So cleanse away God's word. Cleanse you by God's word. Death. 27, the result, he might, Christ's presence. So cleanse, sanctify by the word of God, so that Christ might present her church to himself, groom, church, bride, a glorious church. So question three, answer, how can the church become glorious in this context? That is the by the word of God. A glorious church not having spot, without spot, without wrinkle, or any such thing, without blemish, but holy. So in that way, by the word, in verse 26. Verse 20, so husband ought to, or should love, here love, agape love, unconditional love, God's love. So therefore, only apply to Christians. Non-Christian, you cannot have God's love, because that agape love only comes from the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Here is L-O-V-E, all of them, agape, agape love, unconditional love, the greatest love. He who loves his wife loves himself. To love his wife is equal to love himself. Sacrifice everything for her. Care for her as you care yourself, such as her health, her personality, her hobby, and so on. Verse 29, no one ever hated his own flesh. It's true. When we wake up, we wash our face, we eat breakfast or lunch, dinner, because no one hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it or loves it, just as the Lord does nourish and cherishes the church, because the Lord was dead for the church. Church meaning the group of Christians, born-again Christians. Because we are members of his body. So Christ's body members. So Christ's body's head is Christ. So we are the other part of his flesh and of his bones. So church is his body, his flesh and bones. Verse 31, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. So for this reason, we are his body. A man, initiator, shall leave his father, his parents, and be joined to his wife, to shall become one flesh, one unity of the two, a duo, like a duet, harmony of singing. Genesis chapter 2, verse 22-24. Then the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called a woman, because she was taken out of a man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Also, Jesus said, Matthew chapter 19, verses 5 and 6, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and two shall be become one flesh. So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. So here we see God's plan in his creation. God created man first, then women. So therefore, without man is no woman. Without Christ is no church. So marriage case, husband and wife, one body, one flesh. Christ and church, one body. So one body's head is husband, because without man is no woman. So therefore, husband is a head over his wife. Also, Christ is a head over the church. Verse 32, that is the reason God's creation. In God's creation, God is a plan. Not like a human smartness, or ability, or longevity, you know, nothing else. God's creation, God is a plan. Verse 32, this is a great mystery. Here, mystery, this is 31 is a mystery, is a great mystery. not quite understood, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Like the marital relationship between husband and wife, the relationship between Christ and church also is in great mystery. Not quite understand. How come God created the man first, women last? But not quite sure. So, but great mystery, nevertheless, however, let each one of you in particular, particular meaning not superficially, but in practical, in reality, so love his own wife as himself, meaning at the greatest himself. And let the wife see that she reverence or respect her husband. Reverence meaning respect God, reverence the name of God. So you respect your husband as God, that level, the highest. So consider her husband as God. Therefore, love each other 100%. Agape love. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. 100%, so love them. That's a biblical duties, not, you know, human counseling or psycho counseling, you know, totally different. You know, psycho counseling like fairness or self-esteem, you know, good feeling, you know, that kind of matter. But this is in the sight of God, because in God's creation, God has a plan. God first created man and women, so therefore man is the head over woman. So woman, wife submit to your own husband as to the Lord, period, without exception. Then it's a husband duty love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for church in that way. Let's see it's a question answer. Question one in verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. What does the head mean? Head meaning simply leader or ruler. Why is it so? Because 31. Because in God's creation, God has a plan. God first created man in his image, then women take it out to man. So in marriage, man left from his parents, cleave into his wife one flesh. So therefore, husband is a head over his wife, like a church is a head. No, Christ is a head of a church. Question two, in verse 25, husband love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. How much do husbands love their wives? Husbands should love their wives at the greatest, no greater than this love, greatest. In verse 27, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. How can the church become glorious in this context? There's a previous verse 26, by the word, cleanser, washing of water by the word, so you are sanctified and cleansed. Okay, let's just sing song all together. Last song on bulletin, page 36, number 6.